Welcome to the How to Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to build relaxed power in the dressage horse. Now, whatever level of dressage training you have reached, your ultimate goal should be to create maximum impulsion, self-carriage, and expression to show off your horse's natural paces. So how do you achieve this elusive way of going without losing the relaxation? So in this podcast episode, we're going to explore how to create that mark-earning relaxed power in the dressage horse. So firstly, what's so important about relaxation in the dressage horse? So relaxation in your horse is a crucial quality to develop if you want to be successful in dressage. Relaxation should be the very first goal that you strive for from the very outset of your horse's training. Now, only when the horse is totally relaxed can you achieve the dynamic swing through the back and an elastic contact, allowing you to develop the all-important impulsion, straightness, and collection. So now let's discuss the effect of tension on the dressage horse. So tension in the horse usually occurs when the rider tries to collect the horse and build more expression and activity in the steps. Now, when the horse becomes tense, he will tighten through his back and neck, making it impossible for you to connect the horse and develop engagement and self-carriage. Now, problems with tension will often begin in the warm-up when the rider asks for too much carriage and collection too soon. So this moves us on nicely to talk about how to go about preventing tension during the warm-up. So the following tips that I'm about to share with you will apply to every horse and rider, from the most basic level right through to Grand Prix. So tip number one, always begin in rising trot. So at the very early stage of your warm-up, don't be concerned if your horse falls onto his forehand and lacks self-carriage. The idea at the early stage is to get the horse's muscles loose and warm. Tip number two, pay close attention to straightness and make sure that the horse is always moving on one track around circles and through turns, and use your outside aids to prevent the horse's quarters from swinging out. Number three, ride the horse into a forward hand so that he's working in a steady frame, and don't allow the reins to become loose or ride with a tight rein so that your horse comes behind the vertical. Tip number four, ride circles and turns, keeping the horse working into the outside rein and stretching forward through his neck into the contact. Now, through this exercise, make sure that the horse maintains an equal inside bend through his body and neck on both reins. Tip number five, while warming up, you need to be confident that you can ask your horse to stretch down for the bit and open his frame whenever you ask. Now, you should also be able to give a half halt, lighten your contact, and push the horse on with your leg, with the result that he follows the bit forward, round, and down. Tip number six, use lots of trot to canter and canter to trot transitions during your warm-up. Now, until your horse can stay soft and consistent through his top line throughout these transitions, he's not relaxed enough to begin working. Now, the horse should never shorten his neck or come behind the vertical during this phase of the warm-up. And tip number seven, never rush your warm-up. There's no point in rushing to begin the more advanced exercises until the horse is fully relaxed and swinging through his back. Now, how long your warm-up takes will depend on your horse's temperament, age, and whether he's coming back from a long layoff. So an experienced Grand Prix horse may take 15 minutes to warm up, whereas a newly started 4-year-old could take half an hour to warm up before he's ready to start working with more engagement. Now, a newly backed youngster may have the whole session as a warm up. So now let's move on to beginning the collected work. So when the warm up is finished, you're ready to begin more collected work. Now, as a good preparation aid to ask for collection is to ride transitions forward and backwards that skip a gate. For example, you can ride transitions directly from walk to canter and from canter to walk, or from halt to trot and trot to halt. Then you can begin to use half halts and specific exercises in canter and trot to develop more collection, swing and cadence. Now, if the horse is working properly through his back, the following techniques should work to build the collection and encourage the horse to carry more weight on his hindquarters. So, number one, establish an elastic contact and keep your hands still. Number two, push the horse forward from your leg to a very slight restraining hand and sit a little heavier. And number three, if the horse is genuinely working through his back, he won't be able to move forward, so he begins to move uphill instead. And the swing through the horse's back should increase, as he will have activity behind, and thus the horse's cadence will increase. Now, in this collection, the horse will remain in perfect balance and will carry himself when you give away the reins. And the horse's frame and the tempo of the rhythm should stay the same. So once you have done this, we move on to more stretching. So ask the horse to stretch through his back again. Now, as you increase the collection and impulsion, be aware of the horse's relaxation and ensure that you keep him loose and supple through his back and neck. Now, it's important to note that some horses get stronger and may become tense when asked to produce more power. Now, if this happens, go back to your stretching exercises to help the horse relax again, and once the horse is relaxed, then go back to collected work. Now, you may have to go back to the stretching exercises several times during a schooling session if your horse becomes tense. So now let's talk about what to do when things go wrong. So if the horse is not working forwards through a swinging back, you'll find it uncomfortable to sit. And instead of becoming more active, the horse's strides will shorten and the tempo of the rhythm will often increase. Now, these problems will usually arise because the horse has dropped behind your leg and you've lost the connection from the hindquarters through the back and to the bit. Now, the contact will feel less elastic and you won't be able to collect the horse into the outside rein. Now, more often, the horse will stiffen against your hand and become too short or too high in the neck. And this often causes the rider to try to hold the collection with the hand. And sometimes the horse may come behind the vertical and the pole will no longer be the highest point. Now, in these cases, you'll need to use the following technique in order to correct the problem. So step one, bend your horse around circles on both reins and ride the horse from your inside leg to your outside rein. Now, your aim here is to persuade the horse to accept your outside hand and to soften to the inside, which will then encourage him to relax and stretch more over his back. Now, it's much easier to achieve this on a circle than on a straight line. And then step number two, ask the horse to work forwards towards the bit and lower his neck. Now, you must have the horse's neck lowered before you can encourage him to work forwards and be more open in his frame. Now, once you have your horse in front of your leg and connected to the outside rein, all the work will be loose, fluent and swinging, and you can then start to build the power and collection again. So to wrap this episode up, your first goal, no matter what level you are working at, is to establish relaxation within your horse. Only then can you build the necessary power needed for the higher marks. Now, when tension builds, revert back to your relaxation work and encourage the horse to accept the outside hand, stay in front of your leg and reach forward and down into the contact. Now, this concept applies to all levels of training from the very early days right through to Grand Prix. But if you still have any other questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and training tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant article on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.